And then sit around the fire and listen to the dogs bark. You don't go anywhere. I remember another night we was sitting at the fire and dogs had never struck a trail, and Bill had some folks living in his barn there that kind of took care of the place, and they brought us out a tray of sweet rolls and some coffee. And two of the dogs was a-trailing the sweet rolls and the coffee. Bill said, you getting hungry? I said, yeah, I could do it. He said, let's adjourn to the pancake man. Goodness, Bill, we hear these goddamn dogs down there as well as we can up here. So we did that. Anyhow, got to know Bill well, and he told me a lot of stuff. Told me, he said, when he was growing up in Roseville, Kentucky, said back in, he was born in 1911, he said back in 1918, you know, he was probably seven, 8 years old, I guess. And he said them old veterans from World War I were coming back from the war, and said they'd walk along that old railroad track down there in the bottom below Roseville, Kentucky. And he said they didn't think nobody would listen to them, so they'd holler. You know, just kind of old, lonesome holler when you're by yourself and you want to kind of make a little noise like a woo-hoo, that kind of thing. And he said he'd see them go way off down the distance in the railroad track, you know, probably headed for Beaver Dam or Hartford, Kentucky. And then he'd get back up in the woods where, you know, you get some echo in the big tall trees. And then he'd practice his holler. And he said that, he always thought that that's where his singing style came from. And Bill was, he grew up cross-eyed. He had a bunch of big old mean brothers, you know, and they all played music, but they wouldn't come time to split up the instruments. One of them took a fiddle, one of them took a guitar, and they had this little old mandolin left. And they said, well, let's just, little old Bill, we'll give him the mandolin. He won't know what to do with it, but it'll keep us out of his hair. Of course, we know better than that. He made that into the national instrument.